The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.
Hello and welcome to the North Sound Energy Week podcast. I'm Finlay Duncan. This week, major oil developments in Aberdeen reach milestones. Warnings overweight offshore workers could get more protection under EU law and job cuts announced at Shell. But first this week, Norwegian firm Statoil signed a $183 million deal for offshore operations with Schlumberger. It's for their assets on the Norwegian continental shelf, including the Snorre and Visund fields. The contract lasts for 2 years and could support as many as 350 jobs. A major new energy development reached a milestone. Construction's complete on EnQuest's new offices in Aberdeen beside Union Square. A topping-out ceremony was held at the building, which should be ready for staff to move into next year. Neil McCulloch, the firm's North Sea president, told me more.
Extremely pleased. So far the build is going to schedule. What we also really appreciate is the work by Drum Property Group and Sir Robert McAlpine, the builder. EnQuest's core values around safe results, and what we've got is a very safe, efficient build going on. We're able to see it every day from our current premises, and I think, you know, the frequent visitors to Union Square and we'll see the regeneration going on in this part of the city. And it was great having the Lord Provost there. So he got a unique view of the city. Was really pleased to see, you know, look back up towards Marischal College, and just to see something that's real evidence of the regeneration of Aberdeen.
As you say, a building that's springing up and lots of people will have noticed. For EnQuest, what use will it have?
Okay, so it's going to be the headquarters of our North Sea business here in Aberdeen. So we'll be the principal occupant, and it gives us the chance to co-locate all of our staff. We're currently spread between two different buildings. So it gives us the opportunity to be in one place and really to set ourselves up for the next period. So when we move into the building, EnQuest will be 5 years old. The day we move in will really mark what will happen over, you know, the next 5 years up to 2020. So an exciting event for the company and something that we're very much looking forward to.
Complaints about energy companies have hit an all-time high. There were 5,193 to the Ombudsman Services in July 2014, almost treble for the same month in 2013. 86% of those were disputes over bills. Gazprom Energy has become the second biggest supplier of gas to the UK business market by volume. The Russian firm has grown its share of the market by 15% over the last 6 months. They've overtaken Dong Energy Sales and Corona Energy in the table. Oil and gas bosses may have to be more accommodating to overweight employees if a landmark case is approved in Europe. The ECJ is currently discussing whether or not being severely obese counts as a disability. That would give heavier staff more protection in the workplace. Partner at Ledingham Chalmers, Stuart Robertson, told me measures are currently in place for anyone deemed disabled.
The current position is that if you're disabled in terms of the present legislation, which is the Equality Act of 2010, then you have a physical impairment which has a significant adverse effect on your ability to carry out your day-to-day job. An employer is not required to create a new job, but simply to consider the way in which the work is carried out, the physical surroundings in which the work is carried out, and to make changes where possible. In this particular case, which comes from originally from a Danish court, whether or not an employee who is overweight qualifies as being disabled under the label of obesity. The present situation in the oil and gas industry is that employees who are going to work offshore required to obtain an offshore medical certificate, which has a 3-year duration. The employee will only pass that or obtain that certificate where that person is fit and capable to work offshore in the opinion of the medical specialist. A person's size and mobility at the present time are key factors in whether or not an employer will locate or is allowed to locate an employee offshore. Should a change be made in the sense that obesity is officially categorised by the European Court as being a disability, the employer will have an obligation to make reasonable adjustments.
The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.
Subsea 7 signed a new agreement with Tata Steel. The firm say it formalises a 25-year working relationship between them. The partnership has seen four North Sea contracts signed over the last year. The deals are believed to be worth around £10 million. Offshore survival specialist SurviveX have appointed a new chief executive. Andrew Green will oversee the firm's 100 staff and lead them into their next growth phase. The company has trained more than 130,000 energy candidates since it was established in 2011. Mr. Green says their success is because of a commitment to developing their portfolio of training courses. A study is being carried out into getting the most out of the North Sea. Merlin ERD will explore the potential of untapped oil and gas reservoirs in UK waters. It could be worth tens of billions of pounds. Here's Managing Director Liam Hutchison.
For Scotland and the UK, it means that we're going to recover more oil. There's no shortage of oil out there. It's more that it's difficult to get to, and much of it is uneconomic on the current drilling performance that we're enduring in the North Sea. What we see overseas are that this technology has progressed and left us behind, which is frustrating because we were the innovators in the North Sea that developed this in the UK, and now we find that Norway, Denmark, Holland and even Germany are drilling further and faster and with better performance with us.
Despite protests, Spanish oil firm Repsol is to begin drilling for oil off the Canary Islands. If successful, the company is estimating they'll spend around 7.5 billion euros exploring 60 kilometres offshore in waters near Lanzarote and Fuerteventura. The potential environmental impact and its knock-on result on tourism has caused the island authorities to fight the proposals. The area was declared a special maritime protection zone by the UN in 2005. There's a warning EU rules on energy use is reducing Britain's industrial output and destroying jobs. The group Business for Britain says European targets to reduce carbon emissions have also pushed up bills. It claims they've cost the UK economy up to £93 billion since they were introduced. Shell's cutting 250 North Sea jobs. The decision's targeting onshore positions, particularly in Aberdeen. In a statement to North Sound, the energy giant said it's reorganising its upstream operations. Andrew Ferguson's a director at recruitment firm Eden Scott.
In terms of how we see the markets, it's one of many announcements like this over the past 2 months. So we're seeing the majors mainly cutting back, looking at costs at the moment. However, we're still seeing a lot of job creation from some of the smaller independents. So in general, yes, there is a shift in the market, but we only see it as a minor temporary thing. And generally, from a recruitment point of view anyway, the market is still very buoyant.
Obviously, it's never great when you hear that people are losing their job, but hopeful then that you know the majority of these people would be able to find similar work elsewhere in the oil industry.
For the first time in probably 3 or 4 years, we are seeing an influx of candidates come into the market. So I think there's going to be a period of maybe 3 to 6 months that there's going to be probably an excess of candidates on the market. However, we do see things picking up probably later on this year.
This obviously falls in the back of Chevron's decision, but I mean, looking at this, it's not a huge amount of the workforce. This isn't really it's too early to sort of speculate on trends emerging, is it?
I would say, I mean, it's a general shift from some of these majors over the past 3 to 5 years anyway, with new entrants coming into the market and job creation coming from those companies, with the majors really divesting and cutting back. So I think there is a general trend, actually, but we see job creation mainly coming from other sources.
Just lastly then, what does it say about perhaps the future of the oil industry? I mean, there still seems to be a lot of mileage in it, new fields still being discovered. Mm. So, I mean, this is certainly not an example. It wasn't an example with Chevron pulling out similarly with Shell.
The way we see it, again, it's just new entrants coming in, and it's a real shift from some of these old stalwarts like BP, Shell, for instance, that have been divesting for years and newer entrants coming in. So numbers of new companies, as you can see, around Aberdeen, building new offices. There is a slight retraction at the moment, but we still think that although things will probably slow down over the next year or two, we still think there'll be job creation in the area.
Oil production in Norway has risen higher than government expectations there. It increased by 8% in July compared with the previous month. Around 80% of the produced volume was crude oil, with the National Petroleum Directorate saying it was 2% higher than they expected. Overall, it was still 3.5% lower year on year. Technical problems at three fields were blamed for the decline. Thousands of North Sea Aker staff could be moving into new offices by the middle of next year. The Norwegian energy firm signed a 20-year lease on a new base at the Aberdeen International Business Park near the airport. Their UK president, David Curry, says there's lots that attracted them to the site.
Yeah, Aker's businesses in Aberdeen are spread over several sites here at Kirkhill. Downtown, we have several sites in around Aberdeen area. So a group of people have been working for a considerable amount of time to design our new office space. So we're moving everybody to one site starting early next year. So we're really excited that we're able to announce that today.
And how much better will it be for Acker for everyone to be on the same site?
Oh, it'll be tremendous. We have the fact that we'll be together as one group of people working as in one new environment is fantastic for our people, and I think also for our customers and hopefully people we're trying to attract to work with us.
Was it something that Acker was looking to for a while, put everyone under the same roof?
Yes, I think so. We've been looking for about 2 years at what's the next step for us in the UK, in Aberdeen in particular. How do we get our businesses together and make it a better environment? Obviously, the balance of work environment for people and how they can perform is of interest to most companies today. And we've tried to build that into the design of the new facility.
Was there anything in particular about this new business park near the airport that attracted Acker?
I think the location is good. It, clearly, logistically, it's good today from the point of view of the airport, and tomorrow with a new regional road and different services that are going to be in place, it makes it a good environment for our people to be easily commutable in the future, which would be really good.
It seems like a major step for Acker. There's a real firm commitment from the firm to the North Sea's future, and particularly in Aberdeen.
I think it's visible, right? I think Acker's always been committed to the North Sea and to Aberdeen, right? But I think when you announce something like this, it is a visible thing, right? An office complex of this nature. So yes, we have a commitment to the future based here at Aberdeen, and we shouldn't forget that our businesses in Aberdeen don't only serve the North Sea. We have some global centres of excellence here that serve the industry worldwide. So yeah, Aberdeen is very important for us.
And rounding off the week, an event's taking place in Aberdeen next week to discuss decommissioning in the North Sea. The event will include discussions with energy firms Aggreko, Baker Hughes and Environ, with each sharing their views on the future of the decom industry. It's being organised by DNS, who bring together operators, the supply chain and other stakeholders in the sector. Don't forget, for the latest news from the energy sector, tune into our special North Sound Energy Bulletins each weekday morning during Greg's Here Breakfast and the Robin Galloway Breakfast Show. That's it for this week, and for the final time from me, this has been the North Sound Energy Week podcast. I'm Finlay Duncan.
The North Sound Energy Week with Active Payroll. Become part of an award-winning team. Go to activepayroll.com/careers for your next move.